projects, you know, in Drenthe, and why do you need it? So we kind of like elaborated on that question mark that we left with them, and we came back next time in the next meeting, and we did a proposal to them, which did not really, I think, was what they expected, but we proposed to, because the work of Smithson is known by so few people actually, and is visited also not by many people, we said this work and the ideas of Smithson on land art and the writing of Smithson about his own work and about his own practice has been so influential on a young generation of artists that we thought it's we should recognize that importance of that work in Holland, that we have them. So we proposed to finish the film and also to start a new series of commissions called the Ultra Periphery. And after a few meetings, they got used to that idea and they got to understand what the value of the work, Broken Circle Spiral Hill, could be for the region. Because the region is very special. It's geologically spoken, it's very special because, it's you call it the Hansrug. It's like a sediment that was, put there by the Ice Age long ago, by the glaciers, and that left like a traces in the landscape in many different ways. So they realized that they had its landscape, but they didn't realize that the work was really talking about that in many different ways. And that also that was the reason why Smithson chose to be there, because the project of Smithson was part of the exhibition Sonsbeek Buiten de Perken. And after visiting and exploring different possible sites for an art project, Smithson chose to do it there. He found a quarry, a sand quarry, where he wanted to realize this this land art piece. So, as said, they started to realize the importance of the work and the importance of Smithson's ideas also on the practice of contemporary artists working now with issues related to the landscape, but in a broader sense also to what we would probably say ecology. And so we got to an agreement that we would start with the film and with an exhibition. And in this exhibition, we proposed to include a couple of artists that we thought were especially working in line with the ideas of Smithson. So we had an exhibition, especially curated by Roel Akerstein, that was documenting the history of the work of Broken Circle, which I will show you some images of now. These are some images that were taken over time in 40 years time that give an idea of the state of the work in this time, in this whole period. You see above, you see an image where people are walking on Broken Circle, and the image underneath showing that the water level of the quarry, of the lake, was actually rising, and so it puts the Broken Circle underwater. You only see the big rock in the middle that's above the water. Also, you see here the state of work was in at some point, like really not maintained at all. Here above, especially above, you see people using it as a beach and while part of the work is totally invisible because underwater. Actually, the work was right after it was realized, 1 year later, it was restored already, because with especially with stakes, it's a technique to protect the water taking away the sand. But of course, after a year, after a couple of years, it got damaged, and also because of the changes of the water level, the groundwater level, and no maintenance at all. It had to be restored again in 87. After 87, actually, it was more or less kept in reasonable shape by the owners of the quarry, the family de Boer. The family de Boer was the father actually worked with Smithson and Nancy Holt on the realization of the project in 71. When we decided to approach Nancy about the film, we invited her to come to Emmen. Nancy had a show in Karlsruhe in 2010, autumn 2010. Oh no, it was, I think it was January already, it was 2011. And we drove with her to Emmen, so it was the first time in 40 years that she got back to the place where she worked with Smithson on the Broken Circle Spiral Hill, and she met actually with Gerard de Boer, who was the son of the owner of the quarry in 71. It was kind of like a emotional meeting, also for Nancy Holt especially, because as it was a wish of Smithson to come back and to realize actually the film. But due to a tragic accident in 73, he was never able to. But here you see some of the letters that he wrote where he's talking about the film. And these letters are written to Sjoukje Zijlstra, who was the curator of this project for Sonsbeek buiten de perken. Also, you see some sketches made by Smithson on the movie treatments. So he, apart from that, they already filmed with 16 millimeters, 20 minutes of footage. There was also directions by Smithson of what footage he still wanted to do. And here you see some of these sketches and instructions, the movie treatments as called. So this was the clover leaf. It's quite a famous drawing that is published a lot, but the origins of the drawings are not clear at all. We could not get this drawing for the exhibition because we couldn't trace it. But this actually, this film treatment we discussed with Nancy, and she said we did not have to do it. It was kind of like, for her, referring, I think, too much to the tragic disaster, tragic accident of Smithson himself, and also it's almost like an impossible stunt movement to do, especially with a cameraman. Going back to the film, maybe it's good to talk a little bit about how Smithson saw the film itself as an integral part of the work. Smithson, I'm going to read now a little bit. Smithson developed the idea that film, as he realized only with Spiral Jetty, is part of the non-site, as opposed to the work within an outdoor situation, which he described as the site. Both connected in that process of dialectical thinking, the film, along with drawings, texts, and diagrams, are the continuation of the work process in different media. So this quote is kind of like under scribing that for Smithson, it was quite essential to finish the film because it's really also the work. It's not like a documentary of the work, or it's like really part of the work, part of a way of experiencing the work in different media. The film then isn't concerned with the making of the work, and it's neither is a documentary about the work. Smithson's idea about the cinema model for a work of art goes much further than the artist's films, which appeared in the 1960s. For Smithson, film had little to do with creating an object, and more to do with the idea of constructing a relation of space and time, sketching the contours and connections that define space and time without literally showing them. The places where the films would be shown and how were also very important to Smithson. He wanted to screen the films by Rogetti, for example, on the ferry from Manhattan to Staten Island. The ferry would leave the port, turn around, and return in a movement reminiscent of a film loop. Another idea for showing the films by Rogetti was to build a special underground museum nearby that you had to access by descending a spiral staircase. The movement of the jetty would have been repeated or continued in a downward spiral into the ground. Smithson thought that in this way he could convey to the viewer the physical reality of the work. One of the big challenges of Broken Circle Spiral Hill was the big rock that you see in the middle of the work, of the broken circle. It's a part of the Hunbeds, the dolmen that were burial sites that you can find only in this area of the country. Originally, the dolmens were burial sites carefully constructed according to a set pattern. They were made of boulders which had been moved by glaciers during an ice age 150,000 years earlier and deposited in the landscape around Emmen. These boulders probably originate in southern Sweden and Finland. As we shall see, both time and place play an important role in this work. The dolmens were constructed roughly 5,000 or 6,000 years ago as tombs. They were later covered by sand. Often only the top of the boulders remained visible above the hills of the sand. In constructing his own hill, the Spiral Hill, Smithson might have played with the idea that something might be buried under it. The movement up and along his hill path suggests a movement through time and layers of earth. But is there also a connection to the idea of an underground cinema, the descent into the tombs? And is the analogy to the unwinding and movement of film the same movement in which connections are made between various spaces of time? So you see, like, it's a kind of like a repetition and continuation of the physical work that comes back in the ideas of film and using film as part of the work, actually. So with film he was able to speak about the work in different terms. For Smithson, the film was a continuation of the sculpture, a different manifestation of the same work, although they are not physically connected. They present the same idea in different ways, as factors and components of a much larger arrangement. If it were possible, I believe Smithson would have liked to have shown the film in a dolmen, projected onto a boulder. This scenario is implausible. Smithson actually illustrates this thought through zooming in and out from a boulder in one of his movie treatments. You will see that later in the film. It's one of the movie treatments he left behind and that we followed in this film. It is a passage in the film which can mark a jump in time, but it's also as if film were hidden in the rock, an alien boulder from another time and space with bridges and enormous time span. Through the film, Smithson creates a link between different eras, as if the images are pulled from out of the rock. Smithson always looked intuitively for connections that were there, in a certain sense, but not yet visible. The film creates a sense of continuity by joining images together. According to Smithson, the work was still not completed when the Buiten de Perken exhibition which Broken Circle Spire Hill was part of, was over. Smithson didn't work towards the completion of an exhibition, but instead generated continual movement with Broken Circle Spire Hill. He developed the concept for the film Broken Circle Spire Hill with this purpose in mind. Through the film, one can see the history of the work, the past, but also the future history that will be part of the work, since the sculpture was made at the edge of a sand quarry, which was in operation and still is today. The lake was also part of an era that the community could visit for recreation, and where natural processes, weather, the level of groundwater and overgrowth, have an effect on the conditions of the work. Naturally, the film Breaking Ground was not easy to make. Nancy Holt and I agreed that it would be made in the Netherlands by Dutch people. Holt thought this decision was in the spirit of how Smithson might have done it. I worked on the film with an editor, cameraman, and sound crew. I informed Holt of the results and progress, and we discussed things before going further with the project. Naturally, we based the film to a large extent on Smithson's available directions for it, such as the movie treatments, and on Nancy Holt's memories. A number of the treatments concern the material Holt filmed on 16mm during the construction of the work. In the end, we could not totally follow the movie treatments, as I already pointed out with this sketch of the cloverleaf. So we deviated from some of Smithson's available directions at certain points in the film. We needed to be conscious of the fact that they were never complete, nor had they been fixed in stone. If Smithson had been able to finish the film himself, he may have made new decisions or come up with new ideas. Ultimately, Holt and I tried to understand Smithson's intentions for the Broken Circle Spiral Hill and express them accurately. So actually, you will see and hear that we made a lot of decisions during the process of the film, and some of them, like we would use documentary material of the flooding in 1953 in Zeeland, which was for Smithson a very important event to understand his work, and he related specifically with this work to that event, and in that way also to the Dutch landscape and how it was formed and built over time. Another thing that we chose to do, there was a very small reference by Smithson made on the glaciers, and that he wanted to include a couple of seconds of glaciers into the film. So, but we kind of like thought that this, what you will see later, the material, the footage that we found, could help very well to explain how the idea of entropy also develops Smithson's idea of land art. And another important thing was that we used an interview by Gregoire Müller and a lecture that Smithson gave himself in Chicago about where he talks about the work. So we used his voice, and also we had somebody speaking the text of the interview for the film. So I think this is a good moment to start the film, and then afterwards I'm happy to answer questions.